Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, it's radio with a purpose, music with a message, and today is Sunday, July the 19th, 2009. I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Deanna Coles and Miss Marissa Hanley. What's going on, ladies? How are you?
Hello, hello.
Yeah. You guys, y'all excited about this week's show?
Of course,
always.
Good stuff. Well, folks, if you don't know, these are my co-hosts, these ladies. They put it down for me each and every Sunday, and they do a whole lot of stuff behind the scenes. So, you know, I want to give them shouts out early on and often. This week's show, we've got scheduled guest Mr. Darian Brockington. He should be calling in a little later. Also, we have Mr. Barry Bryant from Sunflower County, Mississippi. He's the county superintendent, county supervisor. And we'll be getting into the whole thing where we talk about the Sunflower, Mississippi. I'm not sure if you have me as your Facebook and your Twitter friends, you'll know I've been going crazy. Just felt so passionate about this issue. But we're going to get a little bit into it a little later on in the show. It's just the Sunflower County residents. They don't have running water. And it's been 6 years, going on 6 years before they had running water. And I don't know why I'm so passionate about it, but I'm just so passionate because it's 2009, and I just wish that these people would have the opportunity to have the running water as everybody else. This is America. But like I said, we will get into that context, and we'll get into that segment a little bit later in the show. But you know how we always do here on the show? We give God the praise because he is worthy. He is amazing. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending, and without him, we are nothing. So we're going to kick things off this week with my man Myron Butler and Levi. This joint's called Stronger. You've got it locked to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family.
I know they wasn't expecting this. Don't
in the booth that you knew you were supposed to be in, and you wanna get out, but you gotta look out. And you don't know the first thing to do, but you know you gotta make a move before the bottom falls down. Let me help you out.
Your Sunday paper every week.
7. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day,
including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What's going on, folks, and welcome back. You've got it locked to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. That's right, it's the Tavares Taylor Show. Just got out of our first inspirational set here. We just heard from Mr. Ty Tribbett and G.A. with Victory. Before that, we had some Dietrich Haddon with Go With Me, and we kicked things off with Mr. Myron Butler and Levi with Stronger. And, yo, we just going to keep it moving right along with Miss Birthday Girl herself, Miss D. Coles. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Yeah, you thought I wasn't going to shout you out, but you know, everybody is Deanna Coles' birthday. Well, it was yesterday, but we're going to celebrate it today. I'm pretty sure she's probably celebrating the whole month, and she might still be celebrating from last night. We don't know.
You know, I celebrated at church this morning, so that's what I did.
Get to God be the glory. Well, folks, this is the segment where we call Soul in the City, and this is where we give a bunch of events that are going on in your area, and we try to, show some love to those events that are going on in your area, because we are so widespread. So, D-Coles, go ahead, take it away, sweetie.
All right. Well, the first event, I don't know if we are all in this area, but I'm hoping we have some listeners in Montego Bay, Jamaica. We have the Red Stripe Reggae Sum Fest, which is happening. It starts today through Saturday, July the 25th. It's the world's premier reggae festival with a rock solid reputation of featuring the world's best reggae, dancehall, hip hop, and R&B. Every year, it plays host to the hottest artists in reggae music. And that's happening, like I said, this Sunday through Saturday, July the 25th. And for more information, people can go to www.reggaesumfest.com. The second event is Party in Palm Springs Weekend Getaway. That's going on July the 24th through Sunday the 26th in Palm Springs, California. It's the largest urban event held on the West Coast with more than 3,000 party people expected. This is for single, sexy, classic professionals and networking groups ages 27 and up. And for more information, the listeners can go to www.partyinpalmsprings.com. And the last event we have is M3, MCs, Mics, and Metaphors, which is a contemporary hip-hop art exhibition that's going on Friday, July the 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. At the gallery at Flashpoint in Washington, D.C. It explores the power of hip-hop, lyricism, and poetry through visual art. And the listeners can go to www.soulsuite.com.
That's
so there
up.
We go.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. Be sure to check out any and every one of those events that are in your area. If you feel like traveling, do so. Hit it up. Yeah, we are trying to also, if you have an event, hit us up, info@TavaresTaylor.com. Hit us up at info@TavaresTaylor.com with your invites. Big shout out to everybody in the chat room right now. We've got Ice Cream, Jung, we got Play Your Cards, right, Decos, and everybody else, Guest 2708. Yo, if you are a guest, be sure to sign up for a profile and come on in and chat with us. We're going to get right into our interviews today. We have on the line, we have Mr. Barry Bryant, who is the Sunflower County, Mississippi County Supervisor, and I believe we have Mr. Darian Brockington on the line. Fellas, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. We're going to start with you, Mr. Darian Brockington, the busiest, bangingest R&B dude on the planet right now. What's going on, bro?
Man, right now I'm in the car eating my cold stone.
That's good eating right there.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, man. For the folks who may not know a little bit about you, thanks to Honey and HoneySoul.com,
I was
a big fan from you, bro. So introduce yourself real quick to the family.
Yeah, man. My name is Darian Brockington, and most folks call me D Brock. But basically, I got my start with Little Brother a few years ago, and I was considered their quote unquote hook man for a while. So I did that real heavy, and then I was also featured on the Foreign Exchange with Fonte. And pretty much everything took off from there. And then 06, I dropped my album, Somebody to Love, and it's just been going from there, man.
Good stuff.
Just in a nutshell, so just been grinding it out ever since.
That's what's up, man. Congrats on the success of the tour with our Foreign Exchange, y'all.
Oh, yeah, man.
Zoe, all of that, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Matter of fact, how is it working with them?
Man, come on now. I mean, it's like a family. It's a big difference. Because, R&B cat, when you traveling with Lil Brother, that's not like straight 100% concentrated hip-hop.
Right.
So, that's like different. Like, you really like stand out. You're the R&B dude, and they the hip-hop cat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
With this, it's more centered around, R&B, and then the makeup of the group is way different. You got some testosterone and some estrogen. So
it's
a much, I would say, enjoyable experience. Like we have really really good time. So I love working with them cats, and they're all clowns too.
I believe it. You can tell by Fonte, his Twitter. Folks, get out there and Twitter, follow Fonte. Fonte is hilarious on Twitter.
Yo, he's a walking joke. He's a walking joke. Like, that brother keeps you laughing. Like, he's funny. The thing about it is, as funny as he is, like, I know him personally. Like, and I mean, honestly, he's a real laid-back dude. He really is. Like, he can be night and day sometimes. Like, yo, like, Tay, you good? He's like, no, man, I'm just chilling. Like, he's just a real laid-back guy.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, so let's see here. Let me get my notes together. So you and Fonte, y'all met at North Carolina Central, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We actually we didn't really know each other well. We had a couple of classes together.
Right.
And we pretty much, the thing that connected us were the friendships that we had. Like, I was cool with y'all. And, he was cool with y'all, and, I was cool with Aziz, who's a part of U-City, and, like, they all used to do music and stuff together. And when, Yazara started, first doing her thing, like, real hard, I was singing backup for her.
Okay.
And then they would actually do shows together, so that's how I got introduced to him, musically as well, just through the connection, through the same circle, you know what I mean? And then it wasn't until after we left school and, you know, handling my grown man and I saw Pooh, and he was just pretty much like, yo, we got this group going, little brother, and we about to go to Japan, but when we get back, let's connect and do some work. And he called me like he said he was, and we did On My Mind on his sleepers out.
Right.
And so he let Tay hear that, and after that, it was Kirk. Tay pulled me in, and actually the first song that I did with Tay was off of the Foreign Exchange, Come Around, which was the very song that has really set the stage for me. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna definitely say that y'all are people of your word, for real, because we had Foreign Exchange on. We had him on about 2-3 weeks ago, and first date they couldn't make the first date, but they were like, yo, we'll give you another date, and sure enough, very professional, the whole crew.
Oh yeah,
very professional. So
absolutely.
What we're gonna do, man? We're gonna get into some of music real quick. We're gonna get into Wasting Time, and
oh,
that's
wow.
One of our favorite joints here.
That's
my joint
me
right
back,
here.
Man. That's when I had the locks.
Yeah, man, I'm loving that joint right there. So you want to introduce it real quick?
Yeah, man, check it out, y'all. It's like, it's real simple. It's a joint called Wasting Time. It's for the grown and sexy. So hopefully if you not sexy, you're at least grown. And if you're not grown, at least you're sexy. So enjoy the jam.
No doubt. Wasting Time on the Tavares Taylor Show.
Looking for that indie media in your indie spirit? check out www.wowuradio.net. That's wild, the letter U, radio.net. While there, be sure to visit the Indie Spot, where you can vote on your favorite indie artists and see what artists are currently in rotation. Wild Radio, supporting the indie community 100%.
That's right, that's right. Wild Radio, supporting the indie spirit. You've got a lot to radio with a purpose, music with a message. That's right, it's the Tavares Taylor Show on the line. We've got Mr. D. Brock and
yes, sir.
Bro, we got some co-hosts of mine, Miss Marissa and Miss Deanna, and I know they got some questions, you know, for you, bro. So, ladies, with Marissa, go ahead. We can start with you.
All right. Well, first, I love Somebody to Love. The whole album is awesome
thank
to
you.
Me.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering
so
when is your next album coming out, because you're a fabulous artist. Missing
you.
You is my jam. So I have to say, I love that song. It keeps me up with the numbers, you know, 765432, you know.
You know, I got to teach a little math, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Because I'm loving it, you know, you're educating as you're singing at the same time.
I'm educated. I'm an educated singer, you know what I mean?
Yes.
No, but seriously, though, like, actually, it's funny you ask me that because right now I'm finishing up this mixtape, and I'll be hopefully in the next couple of months dropping that. And at the same time, I am working on the sophomore album as well. So, I'm in a good place with it. So, I won't say the name of it just yet because the name could change, but I think I'm committed to the name of the album. I think I am.
Okay.
So, but that should be a good indication to you that I am working on it. So, yeah. So, real soon. Hopefully, I'll be done before this year is out. So, if all the stars align and God smiles down on me, it'll either be coming out at the end of this year or sometime next year. So
okay, dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Deanna, you got anything for Mr. Darian Brockington?
I do. Well, my first question is, will you write a song for me? That's
the first
question. And
it's gonna cost you.
I just had to get that out of the way. And
See what happened is she thinks just because it's her birthday, she can get special requests.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is, bro.
Okay. I ain't mad at you. See, hey, you know what? It's all for you, for your birthday. That's what it is.
There you go.
That's what it is.
And I'm sorry.
I'll say, you want to hear it?
Oh, well, go ahead. Yes.
Here you go. That song, one here. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
No, that's not my song. I stole it, but
I'm jealous
that
you're saying happy birthday.
Give you something.
You know, I'm good for the rest of the day. I have to hear nothing.
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember when Martin Luther King was like, when he was in elementary school, and every time they would celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday, it would always be that song in school. Do y'all remember that?
Yes,
I remember that.
I thought it was just me. Every time, like, you'd be in class, they'd be like, all right. And you had to hear I Had a Dream. And then after that, they'd play.
Happy birthday to you.
You know what I'm saying? I thought that was just me. Okay.
No, they just did it the other day. It was Nelson Mandela's birthday. Matter of fact, yesterday. Nelson Mandela's birthday yesterday. And Stevie Wonder did the same song.
Wow.
Yes,
on the logo. I was excited
about
it.
Yes, I have the same birthday as Nelson Mandela.
You sure do. That's how
I
do.
You know what? I am an African princess. I have come to the conclusion. That's what it means. I am an African queen. Oh, God. That's what it means, you know. But for real, the real question my question is, you know, what do you prefer more? What do you enjoy more, performing or actually, you know, writing?
I actually enjoy writing more.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's funny how God does things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am so opposite of what he has designed me to do. Like, I'm not a forward, out front kind of guy. I'm the background laid in the cut. You know, I blend in. And I don't know, for me, I find more enjoyment in putting the story together, putting the harmonies together, you know, like creating the emotion and, you know, painting a picture than I do actually performing. Like, when I have to perform, man, like, my throat gets all dry, my heart starts beating really fast, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to mess up, I don't want to mess up, I don't want to mess up, I don't want to mess up. Like, it turns into something else. Like, I freak out when I have to sing. But, like, when I'm, like, in the studio, that's where I feel at most at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
well, you know, since you sung Happy Birthday for her, you're going to have to come back in 2 months. My birthday will be 2 months, and you'll have to sing Happy Birthday to me. And
okay.
I want a different version. I don't want a Stevie Wonder.
No,
I want the Marilyn Monroe version when she was singing to John F. Kennedy. That's what I want.
I'll be sure to be in all white when I sang that song for you. And I'll dye my hair platinum blonde. I try to get my Cisco on, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, please, okay?
I got you covered.
Y'all crazy, man. Well, D, man, we want to thank you, man, so much for stopping by. But before you go, I want 2 things. What would you tell anybody, you know, anybody that's up-and-coming artists? What kind of words of advice would you give everybody? And, you know, make sure you hit us up with some contact information.
Yeah, indeed. Well, the first thing I would tell somebody, in all things, keep God first.
Right.
Because that's probably the hardest lesson that I have learned, is that when you try to step out on your own, and you do not allow him to shape your destiny, it will be a big train wreck. And the second thing is, if you know, as a musician, like, when you do your music, make sure that you do it first for yourself. You know what I mean? Because if you try to do it for everybody else, you're going to lose yourself in the process. Stay true to who you are and enjoy it, because it's kind of hard to find that space all the time, because when you start mixing in the business and, you know, you have a lot of downs and not enough ups, and the bills not necessarily getting paid because, you know, the gig didn't come. And, you know, remember why you're doing it, and allow that to sustain.
Big words.
And in terms of contact, I mean, check it out. Hit me up on Facebook. I don't stay on Facebook, but I actually like Facebook more than I like MySpace. But you can find me on Facebook, and I will actually hit you back.
Okay.
So hit me up on Facebook. Just type in my name, Darien Brockington, and that's Darien Brockington, Brockington. And you can hit me up on MySpace. I'm not that much of a MySpace fan, but I do try to get on there and keep it updated. So you can hit me up there, and that's /Darien, a.k.a. D-Brock. So you can just check me out there, and just keep checking for me. And, you know, thank you, Mr. Taylor, for having me on your show, man.
Anytime, brother. Everybody, man, y'all can stop through any Sunday you want to. You don't even have to be a guest, bro. Just call
man,
up and I'll be a part of it.
I just might do that because y'all was trying to have church earlier.
Hey, when
I called in,
hey,
I said, oh, shoot now. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm going to call, but I can still give my praise on now.
Yes, sir.
I ain't ashamed of the gospel of Jesus.
Since you're such good friends with Yazra, if you can, like, whisper in her ear that we've been trying to get on the show, that'd be great.
Oh, she's a buster. Yeah, I got you on that. As a matter of fact, when I get off the phone, I'm going to give her a really, really hard time, which you will probably give me a hard time first, but I'm going to give her a hard time.
That's what's up. Well, we appreciate it, bro. We appreciate it. Not any problems at all. Just feel free to hit us up. We appreciate it, man.
All right. Indeed.
No problem.
Thanks again. All right,
not
ladies.
A problem.
All right. Later.
Folks, that was Mr. Darien Brockington live on the Tavares Taylor Show. And ladies, y'all calm down, all right?
I am.
Good.
I'm on 10. I mean,
know.
I don't have
top
to
of the world.
Right.
Well, folks, be sure to check out Mr. Brockington online at Facebook, and you can just search his name, Darien Brockington, Darien Brockington. You know I cannot read my own writing. And be sure to hit him up on myspace.com/ Darien, a.k.a. D-Brock, Darien, a.k.a. D-B-R-O-C-K. Be sure to check him out, add him as a friend, all of that good stuff. Yo, we're going to keep it moving here. Like we were saying at the beginning of the show, Sunflower County, Mississippi. It's a population of about 40 people, And I just happened to be watching ABC News last week, and something real touching story came through, and I just had to do something about it. What happened was it was a story about some residents in Sunflower County, Mississippi, who did not have running water. They were going on 6 years, and they didn't have running water at all. Showed a young lady who had to go from another county, had to go to another county 2 times a week in order to fill up on running water. Now, here we are. It's 2009. We're living in the greatest country, the United States of America, and we have citizens in our country who do not have running water. This is not Guam. This is not Cuba. This is not Haiti. This is not any type of third world country. This is the United States of America. This is Mississippi. And I don't know about you, but I just felt passionate to do something about it. The link, if, like I said, if you follow me or you're a friend of mine on Facebook and Twitter, you'll know that I posted I don't know how many links about it just to get people involved. And the next day I just started making some calls myself, trying to get involved. And I ran across one of the gentlemen who was on the taping, Mr. Barry Bryant. And he's joining us on the line right now. Mr. Bryant, how are you, sir?
Doing fine.
Doing good, doing good. Thank you so much for coming on the Tavares Taylor Show. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Taylor. Good to be with you.
Not a problem, not a problem. So, first of all, how did it get to where we are right now with these individuals for 6 years not having any running water?
Well, it's in an unincorporated area, you know, in Sunflower County. It's, you know, they showed the city of Ruble on that ABC story. What we wanted to, it was a misunderstanding. I think a lot of people thought that the city of Ruble didn't have water, you know, but they do. It's just the nearest town to these homes that the story was about. That would be the city that we're working with, you know, trying to buy water from them for the community water. And everyone in the rural area now has small, shallow wells, you know, that they use water for. And it was just, it's a group of homes that use one well, and that well has been failing, and he's worked on it time after time, you know, and kind of brought it back to life. But they do have to. It's the water such a poor quality, you know, it's not really fit to drink.
Okay, so how many people are affected total?
It's like 6 to 8 houses out there in one group, you know, that don't have water. That was what the story was about. You know, we're trying to get a area that does not have community water in this project, you know, and it is 42 homes in that area, you know, but most of them are on shallow wells or you know, group wells, you know, that they've put in themselves.
Okay. All right. So, let me get you to hold on for me 1 second. We are going to get back into our music for just 1 second here. You are listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. We've got on the line Mr. Barry Bryant, and we are Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. We are the Tavares Taylor Show.
Lord, take away my Are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But with a boost from you, 100% of them will have a better chance to make it to graduation. Go to boostup.org to find out how to give the high school students in your community the boost they need to make it through. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
What's going on, folks, and welcome back. You've got a lot to the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, it's radio with a purpose, music with a message. And we have Mr. Barry Bryant on the line, who is from the Sunflower County, Mississippi, County Supervisor. And Mr. Bryant, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get back into the interview. So why have the residents been denied water? Do you, is there, you know, an answer? I mean, it's been 6 years, and I'm not going to lie. When I first heard the story, I was pissed. I was mad that, you know, these individuals, you know, had said that they had gone through, you know, local officials and national officials, state officials, and now they're at the USDA. What's been taking so long? Why has it been 6 years? And what can we do to move past it?
Okay. We have, you know, I've been working on this thing the whole time, you know, and we've gone to the USDA. We were urged not to try to start a water association that small in the beginning, and you know, other water associations in the area, that's how the water needs in the unincorporated areas of the state are handled through water associations. They have just turned us down as far as adding this area.
Who is they?
These water associations have turned us down because it costs, you know, it's cost prohibited, and they wouldn't be able to cash flow with just 42 customers and make it pay out, you know.
Okay, so is there, I mean, can they expand? Is it somebody who's willing to expand? I mean, after the taping, what's been done? I mean, what type of response has been done? Since the taping,
you know, the USDA is they've offered a 75% grant, which is we've never gotten that high percentage of grants, you know, before. So you know, it's doable now, but we're still trying to raise the other 25%. Mr. Taylor, and
okay.
You know,
how are you guys trying to raise that extra 25%? I mean, and how can we get 100% financing? I mean, how can we get 100% grant? Who is it that we need to talk to? Who is it that we need to write to? Who is it that we need to protest or do what we have to do in order to get these people running water? I mean, granted, it's 40 people. Somebody should in the area be able to expand to these individuals at no cost or, You know, I mean, there should even be some type of, you know, reparation for these folks, you know, for going 6 years without being water. I mean, this is America. So, you know, who is it that we need to contact? Who is it that we need to talk to get the ball rolling to get these folks some running water?
Rural Development, which is USDA, they could be contacted. Our state officials in Mississippi, we've yet to get any money from the state, which we've been in contact with. You can contact the governor of Mississippi, any representatives.
What's the governor's name?
Haley Barbour. And the congressional people in Mississippi, you know, are, Benny Thompson is our second congressional district representative. He's been contacted, and you know, that I think that's one reason USDA is off to 75% now, but maybe we could get more. I mean, we're even taking donations. We've set up a website through our local hospital here, and they got a foundation where we can accept donations there. It's www.northsunflower.com.
All right.
The Mississippi Development Authority, which is part of the state of Mississippi, has, you know, we've been in touch with them the last few days. It's really moving forward now, and I hope we'll hear something from them early in this next week, you know, to where we can get this thing paid for and start laying pipe.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. A list of those county officials can be contacted if you join the Face group. My man John, shout out to you, John, for starting that group at Water for Sunflower County, Mississippi. You can also add me as a friend, and you can get to that link if you need to. But it's a great link. It's folks that's coming together to try to get these folks in running water, which they deserve. Also, be sure to flood the phones for Haley Barbour, which is the governor of Mississippi, as well as Benny Thompson. Thank you, Mr. Bryant, so much for coming on the air. Is there anything you wanted to clear up? I know how, you know, media can do. You know, they can edit different, you know, segments or whatever. Is there anything you want to clear up, you know, that they might have cut out or something that you may have said?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Taylor, since the ABC story did come out, and some people may, you know, pull it up and look at it, the story about the water tank that was pulled out there to help them, you know, they contacted me and when their well quit, you know, and they just needed some water to help flush their toilets, you know, and basically that's what that tank was for, and you know, I provided it, and you know, I was just trying to help. It wasn't intended ever for them to try to drink that water, of course.
Okay. All righty.
Okay, and the other thing, you know, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that they showed the water tower for the city of Ruval there, which was in close proximity to this area, but they got fantastic water, and actually that's the water we're trying to tie on to, and I can understand them getting kind of upset about that, but they're our friends. We want to tie on to their water, and we sure want them to be happy.
Okay. So hopefully we can get a resolution for this real quickly. Do you see a timeline, or is there, you know, how long do you think that these folks will go and continue to go without water?
You know, it's hard for me to give you a timeline because every time we meet, you know, I think, well, okay, we're going to get it this time, and then you know, we hit another stumbling block, and but I think with this coverage, I tell you, I've gotten emails
And like you said, the Facebook page that John started, and I've gotten phone calls all week, you know, and emails from all over the country. People from the Red Cross, the Rotary International have contacted me, and just wanted to help, and it's a good cause, and I appreciate that.
Not a problem. It's good to see the folks are still human. I mean, we see, you know, a lot of stuff every day, and a lot of they say that we all supposed to be immune to, you know, people's woes. And it's good to see the people are coming together. So big shout out to everybody who signed up for the Facebook page. Big shout out to everyone who sent emails, made calls to the state of Mississippi. And thank you so much for coming on the show there, Mr. Bryant.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. I appreciate it.
Not a problem, folks. That was Mr. Barry Bryant, County Supervisor for Sunflower County, Mississippi. And let's see here. Also, some links. Please join us on the Facebook page. It's Water for Sunflower County, Mississippi. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and sign up. Be sure to contact Governor Barber, Benny Thompson. Be sure to donate money if you feel like donating money. If you have money to donate, go to northsunflower.com, their website, northsunflower, NORTHSUNFLOWER.com. Benny Thompson's website is Benny, BENNIE, Thompson, THOMPSON.house.gov. Be sure to send them emails. Be sure to just get active. Just get involved, because there's no way, no reason, 2009, that we should not have folks with water here in America, or anywhere for that matter. I am my brother's keeper, and I firmly believe that. So, like I said, thanks and big shouts out to everybody who's been actively supporting this endeavor. Big shout out to you, John. I see you in the chat room, sir. We're going to keep it rolling here on the extended version of the Tavares Taylor Show. We've got about 10 more minutes. We've got about 15 more minutes left in the show. We're going to do a little overage today, and we want to thank everybody, Mr. Bryant. We're going to thank Mr. Darian Brockington and all that good stuff, but we're not at the end yet. So we're going to keep it moving with some more music here on the Tavares Taylor Show, radio with a purpose, music with a message.
There are places in Havana that remind me of Savannah, parts of West Virginia that might as well be Kenya, parts of New York City,
parts of New York City,
parts of Mississippi,
parts
of Tennessee look like another world to me,
places.
folks. That's right. Thank you so much. You are listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right. It's radio with a purpose, music with a message. And we just heard from my man Maxwell. That's right. That's off of his brand new Black Summer Night CD. That joint's called Help Somebody. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here on the Tavares Taylor Show. We're trying to help the residents of Sunflower County, Mississippi, get some water. That's right. Get some water. Not get some money, but get some water. Just basic necessities. Now, before that, we heard from Brand New Heavies with Dream On Dreamer, and we kicked that set off with India, Irie, and Ghetto. Folks, real quick, before we get into our next segment, well, let's go ahead and jump into our next segment, which is Soul Flavor in Your Ear, which is new CDs and new projects that are coming out this week. So, Marissa, go ahead and hit on with that.
All right. We got two that's coming out for the hip-hop lovers and rap R&B lovers. Young Dro will be dropping his his album called Young and the Restless 1.5, and that will be dropping on July 21st. And
Young who?
Also, Young Dro. I have to give them a little shout-out, too. And for those American Idol lovers, Miss Jordan Sparks will be dropping her album Battlefield also on July 21st as well. And that's it.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Let's see here, folks. We're getting a little feedback, but that's okay. I'm going to do that and do this, and we should be good to go. Folks, real quick, thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. Lastly, but least, we would like to give you some more of those websites so that you can help those folks in Sunflower County, Mississippi. First thing you want to do, you want to join the Facebook page, which is facebook.com, and the group name is Water for Sunflower County, Mississippi. That's right, Water for Sunflower County, Mississippi. If you don't know how to get to it, just add me as a friend. You can shoot me an email or whatever, and we can get it popping, and we can hook you up with that information. Also, Governor Haley Barbour, and all of these links are going to be posted to the site real soon, so give us a chance to log in and update the site, and you can also shoot them emails and give them phone calls and all of that other good stuff. But for the meantime, in between time, check out the Facebook page where all of that information is listed there. All of the county officials, they have the phone numbers and the emails. I'm feeling that a petition is coming real soon. We got some other projects that are coming along the way. We just want to make sure that we get these folks running water. That's right. We want to make sure that we're not just talking about it, but we're about action here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Big shouts out to Mr. Darian Brockington for stopping by the show today. Thank you so much, bro. We really appreciate it. Feel free to stop by anytime. Check him out on Facebook and MySpace as well. On his Facebook page, facebook.com/Darian Brockington, and on his MySpace page at myspace.com/Darian, a.k.a. D. Brock. Hit me up on my webpage, TavaresTaylor.com, TavaresTaylor. Hit me up on that page. Also, hit me up on Twitter at Tav Taylor, TavTaylor. And hit me up on MySpace, Tavares Taylor. Ladies.
Yeah.
You got any parting words?
You know, until next time, let the music inspire you.
Look at you, always trying to be so deep. I don't really want to be so deep. Deanna, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, and I just want to reiterate that
you want a song done next week?
Darian sang to me, and I am an African queen because I share the birthday with Nelson Mandela.
How about
that? And, you know, I'm waiting on the Young Tav album. You know, Young Dro's coming
young
out.
The Young Tav album.
The Young Tav.
I don't have an auto-tune. I don't have an auto-tune, so you won't hear a Young Tav album. If anything, you're going to hear some live artistry with me, and I want to do a duet with Lettucey. I want to do a duet with Layla Hathaway, of course, and I want to work with Rahsaan Patterson and my man Zoe. That's right, I want to work with Zoe, because Zoe will be killing it on the track show. Nicolay, yeah, that's what's up. You know, we're going to do a We Are the World 2010 joint.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wheels are turning. Uh-oh.
Anyway, yep. Somebody's going to steal my idea. They're going to steal my idea. That's right. You heard it first on the Tavares Taylor Show. but anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for stopping by the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks to the co-host. Thanks for y'all, what y'all do behind the scenes, on the scenes, all that good stuff. Thank you so much. To each and every last one of you, thank you so much. Remember that change begins with you. Become the change that you want to see in this world. We're going to leave you this week with Amel LaRue and Sweetback with You Will Rise. Thank you so much for listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. And we will see you next week with our special guest, Miss Ice Cream. That's right, poet.
Yeah.
Poet just extraordinaire. So be sure to check her out. And, thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Peace.